So I'm joined by Dr. Jason Gill. You're a reader in exercise and health at Glasgow University. Now, you've just conducted this research into the benefits of cycling, and what have you discovered?
Yeah, so what we did is we looked at the way that people commuted to work in over 260,000 people. So we asked people questions about how they got to work, whether they cycled, walked, drove by car or went by public transport. And we followed them up for 5 years, and we basically counted up the number of heart attacks, incidents of cancer and death. And what we found is that people who commuted actively, and particularly people who commuted by cycling, had about a 40% lower risk of death than people who commuted by car or public transport.
And was this result surprising or not?
So there had been some previous much, much smaller studies which had shown that active commuting might have some benefits with respect to heart disease. And we've really firmed them up and shown how clear those findings are. But we've got some new findings on particularly cancer, which it wasn't clear that there was a reduction in risk of cancer associated with active commuting.
I mean, it's quite staggering to see a 45% lower risk of developing cancer, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's remarkable. And I think one of the things with active commuting is you are getting killing two birds with one stone. You're getting your physical activity in while you're getting to work. And I think this is important because what we find is physical activity levels are dropping. And part of the reason is we're very busy and it's hard to build activity into our day. If you're busy, it's difficult to prioritise going to the gym. But the beauty of this is if you are active by getting to work, you have to get to work no matter what you do. So you get your activity in without really thinking about it.
And when you say a commute, I mean, it could be any distance. Some people might travel 30 miles in their commute per day, some as little as five. And is there no, did you split the findings to look at that?
Yeah, so what we did is we tried to look at what we call a dose response to see whether people who commuted longer distances have actively got a bigger benefit. And we showed that. So people who cycled further distances to work got a bigger benefit than people that cycled shorter distances, the same with walking. So on average, the average duration of walking commuting per week was 6 miles. So that's about 2 hours of walking in total. And the average cycling distance per week for the cycle commuters was about 30 miles per week.
So
about 6 miles per day.
Okay, so what 6 miles you're saying on a bike per day is all it would take?
Well, that's what we found on average, and we saw benefits with that, and there were benefits for people who did less than 6 miles a day and bigger benefits with people who did more than that.
So what are you going to do with this information then? Is it a chance to lobby government and say we need more cycle paths?
Well, I think that's exactly what we need to do. So what this is showing is that people who actively commute have a substantially lower risk of heart disease, cancer and death. And these are the really, really expensive conditions that are influencing the budget of the National Health Service. And if we can prevent people developing these conditions, we will save money as well as improving health. So what we need to do is make it easier for people who don't currently cycle to cycle. So if we look at our European partners in places like the Netherlands and Denmark, 3 or 4 out of 10 people cycle every day. And it's a very, very different situation to the UK, where only about 3% of people. And they've done that by introducing cycle lanes and making it easier for people to cycle. So in Amsterdam, people don't cycle round because they're being virtuous. They cycle because it's the easiest way to get around town. And if we can have this shift in our transport infrastructure to do that, we're going to make huge public health gains, and we're also going to reduce pollution in the cities and reduce congestion, which are big problems and are going to increase more in coming decades.
I was going to say that, though, because, I mean, you've got the health benefit that you're saying of this reduction in developing cancer, but surely people might think, oh, I might get, you know, the environmental health hazards of it, you know, buses belching out.
Yeah,
you know.
No, that's a fair comment. So what we do, that's actually factored into our analysis. So if that increases risk, that's taken into account. So what we find is overall, there is this 40-45% reduction in risk. And that's taking all these other factors into account. So there's a huge net benefit of commuting actively. And remember that everybody's being exposed to the pollution. The people in the cars are being exposed to the pollution as well as the people on the bike. So you're not being exposed to pollution just by sitting in your car.
But of course, the Netherlands and Denmark are far flatter than here in Scotland. So, I mean, there's an incentive there. You don't have to worry about, you know, trying to get up a steep hill. So that's a real barrier, isn't it? If you've got these sedentary Scots who don't really want to get on their bikes.
That's a really interesting point. The other point that people often make is weather's bad. But the weather's bad in Denmark dark as well. So and it's dark for half of the year there as well. So I don't think weather's a big problem. Hills can be. So I think one of the things that we can do is there's been increasing developments in electric bikes, which mean that people can get a little bit of help when they're riding up hills. So they can actually ride on the flat. Most people are pretty comfortable riding with a flat, but they going up hills they find it a little bit harder. So there's been huge developments in things like electric cycles, which give people a little bit of help going up hills. So it shouldn't really be a deterrent if you think you're not fit enough to ride a bike up hills. There are bikes out there that can work for you. And I think what we need to do is have good subsidy schemes to help people purchase these bikes and cycle hire schemes so people can pick these bikes up without a huge financial outlay. And if we can do that and change the whole culture, we can get more people on our bikes.
So you think the cycle to work schemes that are already in place don't go far enough?
I think they're fantastic, and I think they need to go further.
I mean, I'm going to say I earned some brownie points on this morning. I cycled into work along Fantastic. By the canal. I've got to say, it does cause more of a hassle. You know, you've got to get out of your bed earlier. You've got to be more organised, packing the clothes you need to wear when you get to work. And I mean, you feel more energised, but it's more of a hassle.
Well, what you think... So I cycle to work most days. It takes me about 50, 55 minutes. I live quite a long way from work. It takes me about 35 to 45 minutes to drive that distance. So what I'm doing is I'm getting an hour and a half worth of exercise in per day for about 20 minutes net time. You need to have a shower anyway. I just don't have the shower at home before I have a shower when I get to work. So you actually are gaining lots of time. And I'm doing, if I tried to build in an hour and a half worth of exercise in a day, I'd find that really, really tough. But because I'm using that time anyway that I would have been driving my car to work, I'm actually saving time overall.
So, but also, I mean, employers need to be a bit more supportive, don't they? Because some of the facilities at your work are just not fit for purpose.
Yeah,
nowhere to have a shower.
I think so. These are the parts of change that needed. We need safe places to store our bikes at work. We need showers at work so people aren't sort of all smelly all day. So if we can make these changes and make it easy for someone to cycle to work, I think that we can do that, but it's not going to be an individual level change. We're not going to be able to, with the current infrastructure, there are a lot of people who just won't choose to cycle. Whereas in Amsterdam, most people choose to cycle. So what we need to do is make the environment in Scotland more like the environment in these other places so that it's the obvious, easy thing to do. So that's policy changes that are needed.
And that's the government you're making this call to today,
absolutely,
then?
Absolutely. We need to make these changes at these high levels to make it easier for the individual to make these changes. And it will save money in the long run if we can do it.